Manitoba Agriculture reports drier weather over the past week allowed spring seeding to move forward rapidly, and many farmers could wrap up over the next week. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
Manitoba Agriculture released its weekly crop report Tuesday. Sonia Wilson, an oilseed specialist with Manitoba Agriculture, says all regions reported progress over the past week.
We saw some precipitation events across the province, ranging from 0 millimeters to 21.8, but the Interlake received very little rain, as well as the Southwest Corner had some in Central Region, but overall it was a pretty good week to move ahead with seeding this past week, and we are sitting at about 85% complete across the province here, which is ahead of our five-year average of 69%. So in a lot of areas, so Southwest, Central, we are seeing really good soil moisture conditions. There has been some rainfall and producers taking advantage of that, especially for seeding. In the Northwest area, they have had a lot less this season, so are sitting at closer to the dry conditions for sure. And then similar, the east and eastern portions of the Interlake, we're actually seeing that this year your precipitation accumulations are actually under 60% of the normal, and that's based on a 30-year average. The other thing I'll mention is back to the Southwest and parts of Central, that in contrast, they're actually sitting at over 150% of the 30-year average since May 1st for precipitation. So really quite a difference there between some of these areas.
Wilson says lower nighttime temperatures over the past week resulted in minor frost damage on some of the corn crops, but many are expected to bounce back. She says with warmer temperatures and sunny days in the forecast, a lot of growers will be moving close to the finish line, at which point they'll start early scouting to see how crops are emerging and how those hit by frost are recovering. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.